Yeah, that is indeed what's so cool about our radio station is in a moment, we're going to have more live jazz from local group Bossa Zuzu, and we had some a moment ago, and we'll just play a block party song in between, because why not, right, guys?
Why not?
Dan and Capital are in here, which I am going to figure out your real name by the end of today.
It's never going
to
happen.
I just want you to know. they're in a group called Bossa Zuzu, playing a couple shows, one at Laguna College of Art and Design on February 3rd, another February 12th at Ocean Avenue Brewery. How does live jazz translate? I mean, how does it translate to like a bar like that for you guys?
Yeah, well, I'd like to think that the group is kind of versatile in its ability to play in different kinds of venues. And, you know, we kind of play different songs. We play songs in a different vibe, and I think it works just fine, especially because on February 12th, at Ocean Brewery, they're going to be having their little carnival celebration.
Okay.
And so we're going to be
Brazilian
a part of it.
So Brazilian stuff works perfectly.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think they're going to have $5 caipirinhas.
Is that a drink for those uneducated?
Sorry. Caipirinha is a Brazilian cocktail. It's very nice.
Good.
And it's going to just be a cool hang, and I think it's going to start around 8. It's free, and so is our performance at Laguna College of Art and Design. That one starts at 3.
Okay.
And, you know, those are two totally different venues. One's kind of like a concert, and the other one's just like a party.
Right.
And, you know, we have a good time.
That's one of the best things I think about Brazilian music is that pretty much universally people who listen to it just say, you know, that it's enjoyable to listen to.
Right.
It's very... So whether it's background music to your conversation or you're listening intently, it feels good to listen to it. But on the flip side, the music is very complex.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun for us to play, and it's very funky, you know, so it's...
us as a listener collectively don't really know how much is really going on.
And that's great.
When you guys, that is great. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
It doesn't sound like, you know, complex, hard, weird music.
Right.
But it feels really satisfying to play.
What key was that last song in?
C.
The people's key.
I was wanting you to say like G flat or something, which I guess is an F, right? G flat doesn't exist. Never mind.
I think it exists.
That's cool.
I believe.
Have you guys been to Brazil?
Yes.
Capital as well, yeah?
Yes.
Was that before you were motivated to do this or after?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
And this answer might be longer than you want it to be, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
Give me the concise version.
Okay, the concise version is that I studied for 6 months in a really cool city called Salvador da Bahia in Brazil.
Okay.
And there was a restaurant called Aconchego da Zuzu, which means Zuzu's cozy.
Okay, loosely translated.
Loosely translated. Right. I don't know if cozy is a noun.
I don't think it is.
But if it were, that's how you would translate it to Portuguese.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a really cool restaurant, and they had live music all the time. And it was the vibe in there was just unbelievable. It was in this residential neighborhood. You wouldn't even know it's there. You kind of walk through this door, and it doesn't even look like very much, but everybody's smiling, and there's a band playing. And the band was made up of a singer, a percussionist and a guitar player, and they were playing live bossa nova music, and everybody in the restaurant was singing along. When I say everybody, I mean like the servers, everybody. And the food was great. Anyway, I just loved the vibe, and I loved the instrumentation, the really light instrumentation. So when I got back, I decided I was going to make a group, and it was going to be just like that, except I was going to play saxophone. And that's what Bossa Zuzu is, and I named it after Zuzu, who was the owner of the restaurant. She actually passed away, but she was 103 years old, and she used to come out and dance the samba with these guys at age 103. It was a pretty cool thing to see, and the food was great. And anyway, so I just try to capture the spirit of that magical little place.
That is an excellent story. Thank Very you. Well told as well. I think it's so cool, the moment that kind of decides your band's fate and what you're going to do. And that's so cool that you have it pinned down. And may I ask how old you folks are?
I'm 38.
Yeah, I'm 23.
Right. And that's awesome, dude. I mean, the fact that you're writing in Portuguese and composing jazz quartet pieces as a 23-year-old. I feel you. I'm 24 and running a radio station. So
yeah,
I have this ambition thing going on with you that I think is great. All right, you ready for another song?
Yes.
Okay. Want to introduce this one as we get ready? Capital, maybe you can as Dan walks over here.
This song is called Pro Outro Lado do Mar, for To the Other Side of the Sea. And it is a song written by Dan. And I'm just going to make up what it's about, Dan, since
All right.
you're not on the mic. No, just joking. I think it is a song that Dan wrote for his sister when she was going to study abroad in Thailand or something. Yes.
A very cultural family Dan seems to have, by the way. Okay, so again, Live Jazz is in our studio right now. They're called Bossa Zuzu. I'll mention one more time their shows. February 3rd, Laguna College of Art and Design, and February 12th at Ocean Avenue Brewery, both at 3 p.m. Dan and Capital are in here from the group, and they're doing live jazz for the first time ever on KX93.5 when you guys are ready with the next song. Thank you.
chegou a hora. Para ela nós partir o sol brilhava, iluminou a emoção com um sorriso. Ela foi pro avião com um sorriso. Ela foi pro avião. Onde é que ela vai? Pro outro lado do mar. Onde é que ela vai? Pro outro lado do mar. Onde é que ela vai? Pro outro lado do mar. Foi embora sem falar e saiu do nosso lar. Pro outro lado do mar.
Good, you guys, that was awesome. That was so cool. Again, live jazz in our studio right now. The group is called Bossa Zuzu. If you're just tuning in, that's Dan on saxophone, Capital on long fingernailed guitar and vocals. Anything you want to say, Dan, before we get out of here? You probably have to have, I'm sorry, I know you don't have a microphone. We'll get you one.
Sure.
All right.
So first of all, thank you for having
You're
us
welcome.
Again.
That was awesome. First time for us, and I it sounded so cool. I was really metaphorically getting in like a deep place while you guys were doing that, man.
Appreciate that.
Felt good.
Well, I guess one more time, if I can plug our shows.
Go for it.
So we're opening up the Laguna Music Festival, which is put on by Laguna Beach Live. And we're playing at the Laguna College of Art and Design, February 3rd, 3 p.m. Tickets can be found at lagunabeachlive.org. And if there's no tickets left for that, then you are welcome to join us at Ocean Brewery on February 12th. I think that'll start at around 8 p.m. And we're going to be, both of those shows are free. One of them's a concert. One of them's more like a carnival party. And I guess I should also plug our CD because those two songs were both from our CD. It's called Bossa Zuzu. You can find it online. That's spelled Bossa Zuzu. And okay. I know I should have picked a band name that you can spell and remember, but that's okay. It means, you know, from my story, it has
the story. The story
meaning.
Is amazing.
Yes. The story trumps any sort of business sensibilities that I have. I guess anything you want to say?
I love that you let us play music this morning.
Thanks,
it was
man.
A great way for me to wake up. Thanks a lot, Tyler.
Cool. Yeah, it's so cool about having this local radio station is we can indeed stop our normal programming, stop our Arcade Fire and our Block Party and our Grizzly Bear to play 20 minutes of live jazz. So it's pretty cool for us, too. Thank you so much, guys. We're going to move into Florence and the Machine. Again, a stark contrast, but we're going back to normal. We're KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.